Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Will. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Speak. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Silvera. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The center fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sandy Amoros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Drysdale. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Don Drysdale. And now, play ball. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Banks reaches second base with a double. Speak moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morin for the out. Speak scores. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kindle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Speak scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. 2 outs. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hodges hits a line drive towards the mound. Hillman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Snider moves to second. Don Kizer now pitching. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Amoros hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morin. Amoros reaches second base with a double. Snider scores. Hodges moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Dodgers, 1. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Will fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Will. Hodges scores. Amoros scores. Cimoli moves to third. It's 3-1, Dodgers. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cimoli scores. It's 4-1, Dodgers. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Silvera hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Don Kaiser. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Silvera moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bolger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Silvera moves to third. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Will is 0-for-1 in the game. Will hits a fly ball into left field. Amara settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Speak batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Speak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jim Brosnan now pitching. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Drysdale strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Neal. The throw from Silvera and he is safe. Neal steals second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilliam strikes out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Drysdale's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a pop-up towards first. Speak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Amaras is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Amaras takes first base on ball 4. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cimoli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Amaras. The throw from Silvera and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Campanella now catching. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simulai who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Silvera is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Silvera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Silvera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Brosnan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brosnan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 2 in the game. Will strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Drysdale is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Drysdale is 0 for 1 in the game. Drysdale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4. And the Cubs won. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Speak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Drysdale covering, for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal strikes out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drysdale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amoros is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cimolai is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimolai strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Dodgers. Roy Campanella batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Campanella is 0 for 1 in the game. Campanella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Charlie Silvera. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Long pinch hits for Jim Brosnan. Dale Long batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Long takes first base on ball 4. Tanner moves to second. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Will is 0 for 3 in the game. Will hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Long moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam misplays the ball. That's an error on Gilliam. Long moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-4, Dodgers. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Clem Labine now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Morin moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Jerry Kindle. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Chuck Tanner now playing left field. Dale Long now playing first base. Jim Fanning now catching. Bob Speak now playing center field. Dick Drott. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Labine strikes out. 1 out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Neal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilliam hits a pop-up towards third. Wall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Morgan strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Long is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 5, and the Cubs 4. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Snider is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Snider hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hodges is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Amoros bunts towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodges moves to second. 1 out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cimoli takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Cimoli moves to second. It's 7-4, Dodgers. Turk Lown now pitching. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 0 for 2 in the game. Campanella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Clem Labine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Labine is 0 for 1 in the game. Labine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Fanning is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fanning strikes out. 1 out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Speak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gilliam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Dodgers. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops it up and throws to first, with Labine covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.